This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Atlanta's infamous public school cheating scandal sent educators to jail last year and forced the system to clean up its culture of pressure-driven testing. But it left students with academic deficiencies that were never discovered or addressed. As some of those students prepare for college or career, the Southern Education Desk's continuing series called Taking on the Test looks at efforts to support those whose achievement was misrepresented. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Lawyers pleaded for leniency and a judge flailed his hands in disgust at the April 2015 sentencing of Atlanta educators guilty of cheating to boost student test scores.
We've heard from the children that said they don't want their teacher going to prison. We've heard from some of the parents. So, Your Honor, I'm asking you to follow the recommendation of the children and their parents.
For educators, funding, job evaluations, and much more was tied to student performance on the CRCT, also known as the Criterion Reference Competency Test. And for Sandra Galishaw's daughter, Shandrima, the impact of the cheating scandal in Atlanta is real. Her daughter attended Parks Middle, a school where the principal testified he orchestrated cheating to protect his job. After the scandal erupted, Galishaw says schools were unstable.
They have removed so many teachers. It was said when they removed 178 people that were involved in the scandal that we would have professional people to teach our children. But all they gave us was substitute teachers, people coming and going.
When her daughter went on to high school, Galishaw says a stigma followed.
It's been a struggle because when she first got to Carver, how the teacher treated her, they knew that these children were from cheating scandal. And she actually quoted one of her teachers saying that they should have taught her that at Park.
In high school, Galishaw says her daughter had a tough time in some classes. She wanted to go to Tuskegee University in Alabama, but didn't get accepted. She's now considering other options like work or the military. A recent study from Georgia State University backs up Galishaw's assumption. Dr. Tim Sass says his research shows students were harmed by being made to look better on paper than they actually were.
It appears that having had their scores manipulated in the past led to lower student achievement, particularly in language arts and reading. The reduction in achievement we found was on the order of somewhere between a quarter and a half year of typical student learning.
His study found that as many as 7,000 students initially were harmed by the scandal, and about half are still in school. Atlanta Public Schools' Dr. Alicia Hill, an administrator for one of the programs designed to help cheating scandal students, uses Dr. Sass' data to help students through a program called Target 2021.
The program is geared towards the students who were potentially impacted by the CRCT erasures in 2009. That's our response, providing our students some support throughout graduation or the time that they graduate to make sure that they're college and career ready.
Atlanta has tried a variety of academic recovery and remediation efforts in recent years. Sandra Galishaw has had two daughters graduate Atlanta schools and said she has doubts about the school system's efforts.
They haven't tried enough. Just Saturday school for the high school students, one day out of how many years that these folks been cheating. It's a smack in the face.
Hill acknowledges the problems and says,
we have lots of challenges and skepticism, and there will be criticism, but also success is knowing that, you know, in instances as we're getting this off the ground and running, there are people who said, this is great. I'm glad that you guys are doing something.
The school system is spending $9 million to support students through programs like CIS, Communities in Schools, headed by Frank Brown.
We're actually case managing every one of these students and making sure that if they have needs that are academic in nature, we are sending them to tutoring.
But it takes more than tutoring, Brown says.
Dropout prevention programming, whether it's an anti-bullying campaign, whether it's AT&T wanted to do career exploration. Anytime something like this happens and it has nationwide attention, there's a sensitivity there. So we have found that parents want to know, what can I get my child to get them where they need to be academically and socially and emotionally? How can we overcome this horrific situation that they had no control over?
The last group of students potentially impacted by the cheating scandal is projected to graduate in the 2021 school year. And while the verdict for educators has been decided, 7 years after the scandal broke, the real verdict for the students still is uncertain. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
The Southern Education Desk is supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information and stories on education in the South, go to southerneddesk.org.